joined by manager Andy Clarkson, looking ahead to Saturday's home game against Abbey. But first of all, Andy, two massive signings for the club this week in Max Rothwell and the return of Scott Harris. Just give us your thoughts on them for us.
Yeah, two great signings. I know I've been after both of them when I became aware that both of them were, you know, looking to leave the clubs that they were at currently. First of all, talk about Scott. Scott was a lad that we knew for, and I've known for quite a number of years. We signed Scott at AFC Fylde as an 18-year-old, and he developed really well there in the development team. Got a taste of the first team at AFC Fylde and did really well and pushed on from there. Obviously lost a bit of track with Scott when I left AFC Fylde, and he's had a great career so far, and, you know, went to Northwich and Warrington Town, Clitheroe, obviously lastly at Lancaster City. So yeah, great signing for the team. He'll give us added legs in the midfield or up front attacking midfield. Yeah, can't speak highly enough of Scott. And also Max Rothwell. Max has been at both players have been at Squires Gate before. Max has obviously rejoined us as well. He's coming from Kendal Town. Max, another quality signing, give us legs in that midfield, attacking midfield spot. Where we've been sort of lacking a little bit of legs, he'll give us the added legs, him and Scott. And yeah, I'm looking forward to working with them both on Saturday.
I mean, obviously it's a massive game Saturday. Start of two massive games really against sides in and around us in Abbey first and then Barnton the week after.
Yeah, we always said, when we first started the job, Terry and myself, we always said that we want to beat teams. At that time, it was teams above us, wasn't it? Now we're saying teams in and around us, but certainly below us, we don't want to get beat. These are must-not-get-beat games. We're going to Saturday's game, Abbey here at home, looking for the 3 points, and that's what we're going to try and achieve. We've added these two players to the squad, along with Gary Pett, who's back with us from Bramber Bridge on Saturday. We're now looking at saying, go on, let's have a go at teams. You know, obviously tight at the back, let's try and keep a clean sheet. But now, offensively, we're looking a bit more dangerous, and I'm looking for goals on Saturday.
I mean, it's still tight down there. Abbey, 4 points away from us, I think it is, and 5 positions. So it can all still change down there. So this is the important part of the season, really, isn't it?
Of course, it can all change. We know that. 2 or 3 losses, we're back right in the mire, aren't we? All I can say is when we took over, we're second from bottom. We were sort of coming in thinking, crikey, here we go, we're going to get relegated, we're going to build for next season. All of a sudden, we had a great first 8-9 games, didn't we? And we're sort of coming to a bit of a level playing field at the moment with teams in the rounders. They're all battling away. Every team's got an incentive to get out of that bottom four and make sure that their team's in the Premier Division next season. And ultimately, that's our goal.
Obviously, good numbers down at training tonight to prepare for Saturday. It's nice to see a lot of faces down, all vying for them places.
Yeah, great, isn't it? You guys behind the scenes have put a training facility on for us like what we've got now. It's encouraging lads to come down and play rather than going for a jog around the park or whatever we used to do, you know, because obviously we had no training facility. At this time of year, with the pitch getting soft, it's very difficult to get on that pitch. Where we want to do set piece and formation play, we've got a great facility now here. It's encouraging all lads to come, like I said. And, you know, yeah, it'll make my job, my job, difficult to pick the team on Saturday.